Yes, a very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, August 23rd, 2021. And this is Live Talk. My name is Chris Dande.
And I'm Marvelous Mflanganya, who are broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C. due to the COVID-19 pandemic.
Yes, like Marvelous said, we would like to inform our listeners that because of the coronavirus pandemic, tonight on the Live Talk, we are not able to give you our usual show since we are broadcasting from our home.
And the Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on the 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
And on the internet, you can get us on www.voazimbabwe.com and www.voashona.com and of course www.voandebele.com.
Thanks for joining us. You're listening to Studio 7. We're here on Live Talk, which we're broadcasting from our homes. We are talking today about the inauguration of the new Zambian leader, Hakainde Hichilema, after a landslide victory of about, which happened 2 weeks ago.
President Emmerson Mnangagwa and opposition MDC Alliance leader Nelson Chamisa have both been invited to the inauguration tomorrow.
But first, let's take a look at the COVID-19 situation, giving you the latest information of the updates coming in from the Ministry of Health in Zimbabwe.
As of 22 August 2021, Zimbabwe had recorded 122,652 positive cases, including 106,810 recoveries and 4,249 deaths. To date, a total of 2,312,000 people have been vaccinated against COVID-19.
And the country says it needs to vaccinate nearly 10 million people for it to get herd immunity. And according to the latest figures, 13 deaths were recorded and 165 people testing positive for the virus yesterday.
Yes, Marvela says, Lugandaba siyadibana njalo kuhlelo lo Live Talk igama lami Chris Gande, namhlanje ke silendaba ezimbili ezimqoka esizikhangeleyo. Ye, siyaqala ke ngendaba yansuku zonke, indaba yegciwane le-coronavirus. Siyabona ukubana sokulabantu abedlula bona 122,652 asebe tholakale bele coronavirus kulokhu leli gciwane laqala ngomnyaka odlulileyo. Ye, sizakhangela njalo lo daba lweZambia. EZambia lapho okugcotshwa khona umongameli omutsha uMnumzana Hakainde Hichilema. Siyazi ukubana umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa kunye loMnumzana Nelson Chamisa labo bakhonale banxusiwe. Marvelous.
Chirongwa chinokuchingamidza inemufaro hapana pachirongwa chedu cheLive Talk chatirikukupai nemuswe muvhuro August 23, 2021. Titarisa isu kuti nhasi tine zvakawanda zvatirikukupakurirai, asi nyaya iripo huru inyaya yezvatirikuona zviri kuitika munyika yeZambia, umo takaona vhiki rino rapfuura tichiona vane vebato rinopikisa remuZambia vachiwanikwa ivo vachikunda uyezve vakawanikwa ivo vachikoka kumabiko avo mangwana, mutungamiri wenyika vaEmmerson Mnangagwa uyezve nemutungamiri webato rinopikisa vaNelson Chamisa. Saka vazhinji vakatarisa kuti zvii zvichabuda zvatichaona zviri kubuda kubva ikoko kuZambia, tichiona kuti pari zvino pane nyika zvakare dzawanikwawo dzichikokwa dzakadai seMalawi nedzimwewo. Totarisa zvakare kuti Malawi itatonzwa kuti pari zvino vawanikwa ivo vachifamba mutungamiri wenyika iyoyo nemumwe wavo anova iye anowanikwa iye achiita zvebasa bato rinopikisa vachienda vese vakabatana kumabiko iwaya. Saka zvii zvinji zvatichange tiri kutarisa ipo pano, achitarisa kuti kumabiko uku kwava Hakainde Hichilema vachave ivo mutungamiri weZambia. Tobva tati hatitaramba tichienderera mberi nekuti tabva tatsikwa panapa nevari kuZambia ikoko, nekuti tinoziva kuti network inoti vakatinetsei kuZambia saka tichange tiri kuda kunyatsonzwa kubva kuna mukoma vari kuZambia ikoko vanomirira bato reMDC Alliance vagift sizimba varipo pano asi tinoona kuti network yavo iri kuenda ichidzoka but tida kunyatsonzwa kuti zvakamira sei mutungamiri webato ravo vaNelson Chamisa vatosvika here uyezve kuti zvichange zvakamira sei mangwana pachaitwa ipo mabiko tine zvakare vanyarikane vanobvawo kune mamwe mapato akadai seZANU PF tina Dr. Masimba Mavasa vari pano nesu saka tichange tiri kunzwa zvakare kubva kwavari ivavo kuti zvakamira sei tisingakanganwi kuti munyika pari zvino mune denda ranetsa recovid-19 uyezve tinoona kuti uwandu hwevanhu vari kubayiwa iwo nhomba idzi dzecovid-19 kuri kuti kwirei pari zvino bazi rezveutano richitaura iro kuti pane vanhu vabayiwa nhomba idzi vanotodaudzira vakuda kusvika 2 million vabayiwa nhomba idzi uyezve vachitaura ivo kuti tsvuro yavo ndeyeyekuti vanhu vanobayiwa nhomba idzi vasvika ivo pa10 million kuitira kuti pawanikwe ipo paine yavanoti ivo head immunity saka ndozvatichange tiri kukurukura ipo pano tichida kunyatsonzwa kuti zvakamira sei zvinhu kuZambia uko uyezve zvii zvatingatarisire mangwana apo tichaona mutungamiri wenyika yezimbabwe vaemarson munangagwa vari pamwe chete pamabiko iwaya paine zvakare mutungamiri webato rinopikisa remuzimbabwe riguru reMDC Alliance vanelson chamisa saka tichange tiri kukurukura pamusoro penyaya idzodzi tichiona kuti zvakamira sei kunzvimbo iyoyi yezambia asi sekutaura kwatiri kuita kuti network yekuzambia inotinetsei saka tichangoramba tichiedza kuti tione kuti tingabata here havasiziba kuti vawanikwe vanova ivo mukuru wevechidiki nekuti tinoona kuti muzambia umo vechidiki ndo vakaita zvidavadavo zvinonzi izvo ndo zvakazosakisa kuti bato rava rakawanikwa iro richikunda riwanikwe richikunda munzvimbo iyoyi saka ndo zvimwe zvatichange tiri kukurukura nazvo ipo pano tichienderera mberi tichiona kuti kwamuri ikoko kwakamira sei tichitarisa isu nyaya yedenda rechirwere checovid-19 nezvimwewo asi ndiri kuona kuti mumwe wangu Chris Gande ari kufona pari zvino aregai tinzwe kuti zvakamira sei hello okay so what do you want me to do okay hello
now I think it's working now okay good to hear we have our guests here let's put them up we have Vusumuzi Sifiles Banda Dr. Mavaza is here too and Ostalos was here and is here and coming and now is here I don't know what's wrong with the network in Zambia there could be some but apparently if Vusumuzi is in Zambia then I don't know what the problem is
I think let's start with Mr. Siziba so that we can let him go and he says he's the meeting again. Okay, so you go ahead and align it the way you see fit and I'll try and get Mr. Siziba.
Let me see if I can get him up. There he is. What? We can't, you know, I'm trying to get them up and see. I think there's something wrong with this. Oh, here is Dr. Mavaza. We might have to start with him because apparently I don't know what's wrong with this machine, but I'll get everything in order while we talk to Dr. Mavaza. Dr. Mavaza, welcome to the show. Oh, let me unmute you. Unmute. Okay, welcome to the show, sir.
Thank you, Chris, and thank you, Mav.
Thank you. Dr. Mavaza, tiri kuona kuti mutungamiri wenyika vaEmarson Munangagwa vawanikwa ivo vachikokwa watingati mabiko achange ari kuZambia mangwana. Muri kuona seimi sevanomirira veZANU PF kana hurumende?
Chekutanga ndechekuti panongobva mutungamiriri wenyika pachipinda mumwe panoitwa mutambo kana vatingati mabiko kana kuti mutambo unonzi pachirungu ya an inauguration ceremony. Iyi ceremony inongoratidza kana chirimbori chiratidzo chekuti basa rava kutanga maoko emunhu mutsva. Magadzirwo anoitwa mutambo weceremony uyu unoitirwa kuti dzimweni dzenguva kunyange ari mumwe chete mupresidendi iyeye aramba ari pachigaro asina kubva ahwina maelections anongoitwa futi inauguration saka inauguration inongoitwa pakupera kwetemu kana kwemukana vakazodzwa kuti ndo unofanira kutongwa nemunhu anenge avhoterwa so zvatinoona pano zvekuti mwenzaniso unokosha unoratidza upenyu hutsva hwehurumende itsva inenge yakupinda mushure mekunge yekutanga yapedza makore ayo mubasa kuinvite kana kukokwa kwemukuru wehurumende Zimbabwe chinhu chagara chakatarisirwa kuti vavakidzani vanokokana kumabiko kumitambo uyezve kune vanokokwa vasiri vavakidzani vanobva kudzimwe nyika kuamerica vakakokwa asi kune delegation yakatumwa saka every head of state anokokwa dzimwe nyika dzinongotumira vamiririri venyika dzavo dzavanenge varimo but nekuti isusu kudyidzana kwedu kune zambia because tiri musadhik tese zvakanoka zvakakosha kuti mutungamiriri wenyika akokwe chembiri pane nyaya yandangoti ndingoti bate mbichana nekuti vakabva vakokawo nemutungamiriri webato rinopikisa vanonzi vachamisa kuti vanga varipowo kumutambo wemangwana zvinowanikwa zvinoitika izvozvo kuti mutungamiriri wehurumende mutsva anenge ari kupinda ane shamwari dzake dzaanokoka mapurezidendi enyika anoakoka nekuti zviri pamutemo kuti avakoke vanopikisa dzimwe nyika anoakoka nekuti inonzi ketes pachirungu kuti avakoke kana vachinge vane ukama vakabvira kure but ndakati tingoti vanhu vasazonyanya kutaura kwananga ndiri kunzwa musocial media kwevanhu vasina kunyatsonzwisisa Malawi neBotswana mapurezidends avo akakoka vega vanopikisana muhurumende dzavo kuti vafambira pamwe chete vachienda vese kuzambia zvinoitwazvekuti kana mutungamiriri webato rinopikisa asina kukokwa nenyika iri kuita mutambo zviri kwaari mutungamiriri wenyika yakokwa kuti adaidzewo mutungamiriri anopikisa but hazvirekuti vakasadaidza hazviratidze kuti haasi dhemokratic kana twakavengana zvinongoreva kuti kana wakokwa kumutambo haukwanisi kukoka wakowo unless kana pane imwe nzira yaungaita kuti waurotata auye anga aripo but zvinokosha zvikuru kuti vamunangagwa mangwana vanenge vakagara panzvimbo imwe chete navachamisa vagara vanogara vese muparlamendi vaimbogara vese vanotaudzana and chamisa aimbouyawo kumabiko ehurumende saka hachisi chinhu chitsva kuti chamisa navamunangagwa vanga vari panzvimbo imwe chete nguva imwe chete vane chinangwa chimwe chete
tanga tina vaostanslos sizimba vanga vari pano asi ndofunga network yavo irikuenda ichidzima but tichaedza kuti tinzwewo kubva kwavari vatoriko ikoko kuzambia kuti kwakamira sei pari zvino tichiona zvamataura izvi Chris.
Oh, I was on mute. Anyway, I was saying there's something wrong with Mr. Siziva's line. I don't know. He's on and off. Right now, he's off, but he was on. So, meanwhile, I think we'll get Mr. Busumuzi Sifile Sibanda to give us an update of what the situation is like down there in Lusaka, Zambia. Welcome to the show.
And good evening to your viewers or listeners.
Thank you so much. Yes. Can you give us an update of what the situation is like down there in Lusaka? What is the situation like right now?
Yeah, I think there is a lot of excitement. People are so much looking forward to the inauguration of Mr. Hakainde Hichilema tomorrow as the 7th President of the Republic of Zambia. We have seen a lot of preparatory activities, but we've also seen a number of ordinary citizens, some of them taking some really interesting measures or steps to participate in the inauguration. We had one guy who walked, or rather he cycled from Chipata, which is about 600 kilometers from Lusaka, just to attend the inauguration tomorrow. And then we have had about two people so far, at least those that we have confirmed, who walked from like some 130-something kilometers from Chikankata just to attend the inauguration. So I think when you look at such actions, it just gives you an idea of the level of excitement that is currently prevailing. Otherwise, we have also seen communication showing that there is quite a number of heads of state from neighboring and other countries, of course, including Zimbabwe, like you mentioned in your opening remarks. And of course, we have Comrade Ostalos here, who is part of the delegation for Mr. Nelson Chamisa. And
maybe,
I think
Mr. Slander, let's just give a chance to Mr. Osalo so that we can hear a little bit before it drops off, because his network doesn't seem to be bad. Can you give us an update on what the situation is like there for your party, the MPC Alliance?
Thank you. Can you confirm you can hear me?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Revolutionary greetings, compatriots.
I'm hoping that we can get him back. I'm not sure whether it's his network or our technical team here. Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Thank you. I greet you once again in the name of Active Solidarity. We are in Zambia. The situation is tranquil. The citizens are enthusiastic to participate in the inauguration that ushers in a democratic breakthrough, particularly within the demographic dividend of those between the ages of 18 and 35, popularly known globally as the millennials, who are a key and a vital player of the electoral victory of Comrade President HH. There is also excitement within the entire body politic across the political divide amongst young people, who also believe that is an opportunity for Zambia to usher in new politics, to usher in also a new culture democratically, to ensure that there is an agenda to transform the concrete realities of Zambia. So it's exciting also for us as members of the opposition and young people in particular, waiting for the peoples before anyone else to also arrive to ensure that you participate in the inauguration of a fellow Democrat, because this represents a new chapter in the Federation, a new chapter in the region, and equally a new democratic culture in Africa.
Mm-hmm. What would you say as the youth you've learned from what you're seeing in Zambia? Can this happen in Zimbabwe?
Sorry, can you come again?
What have you learned as the youth leader of the opposition there in Zambia? Can you see something similar happening in Zimbabwe?
Without a doubt, elections are a scientific process, and I think that there are a number of lessons that we've learned, but so far there is clarity after our conversations with the comrades that it is without a doubt that young people were central in this election. And in Zimbabwe, it's equally so, because those are within the major demographic group in the current voter registration are young people. So it is clear for me that young people are going to play a very key and central role in the next election. Part of the lessons we have learned is that young people bear the moral, political, and revolutionary responsibility to defend the ballot, that there is no way in the African continent where the detector fails to attempt to manipulate the people's vote. So it is key and important to understand that young people play the pivotal role to defend the vote. Secondly, I think that it is clear also that there was massive turnout of voters. So one of the lessons we've learned is also that young people must register to vote and turn out and vote, because it's one thing to register and another to cast the vote on the ballot. Thirdly, is to ensure that we remain within the allowed vicinity within and around the polling stations as part and parcel of the process, to ensure that there is no attempt to manipulate the will of the people. Fourthly, it is clear also to me that there is attempt always to instill fear, where detectors use harvest of fear to try and deter and petrify vulnerable communities. So the young people also bear the responsibility to protect and safeguard and defend vulnerable communities against harvest of fear used by the detectors as per the detector's manual. So for me, there are a lot of lessons, and the process of learning is going to be a huge process if we are to usher in a democratic breakthrough in Zimbabwe.
Evasizi, but you know, mutori imomo muZambia parizvino vachamisa vatosvika here, uyezve imi sebatori MPC Alliance zvakakosha sei kuti vakakokwa kumabikwa?
Tatiri kuona ndechekuti vachamisa vakakokwa kuNamibia kuuya vachimirira hurumende iri kuuya kuZimbabwe yavachange vachitungamira. Vari kusvika manje manje muZambia, tichameka shoti nyika dzese dzinomuona mukuru wenyika achisvika. Zvinotiratidza kuti mamovements edemokrasi munyika dzese anofanira kuwa nesolidarity with each other, kuti paite rusununguko, paite demokrasi munyika dzakasiyana siyana. Saka zvakakosha kwatiri sevechidiki kuti timire nemakomrades ari kuZambia nemakomrades munyika dzese kuti paite demokrasi muZimbabwe nemuAfrica yese.
Uye zvizvi zvamadzidza sevechidiki pane zvamaona ikoko kuZambia zvingaitike here muZimbabwe?
Tadzidza kuti hurumende inogona kubviswa tichishandisa ballot box, nekuti kuno kuZambia Lungu akabviswa nekuvhota. Chechipiri, tadzidza kuti vechidiki ndo vanofanira kumirira makodzero, vachimirira macommunities ese kuti paite rusununguko. Uye tadzidza kuti vechidiki ndo vanofanira kuti vamire vachidefenda vhoti inenge yakata neruzhinji rwese. Nezvakawanda zvatadzidza pakufamba zvinotiratidza kuti zveshuwa muZimbabwe mugore ra 2023 tinofanira kuti tihwine sarudzo isu sevechidiki.
Aiwa, thank you so much, Chris.
Yes, Mr. Siziba, can you ungasitshela nje ngolimi lwesiNdebele ukuthi umumo unjani khona ngapho eZambia?
Ya, sikubona ikuthi ke kule njabulo enkulu eZambia abatsha basebenza kakhulu ukuthi kubeke le nkululeko ekhona namhlanje. Thina njengabatsha kulokunenge esikufundileyo esiza kusebenzisa ukubana ke nxa sesiseZimbabwe sibe lezifundo ezishiyeneyo ukuze ke lathi sibe nenkululeko epheleleyo esiyithiwe nayi-democratic dispensation ngesilungu.
Kahle kahle ungasitshela ngamafitshane ukuthi kuyini elikufundileyo eliza kusebenzisa kukhetho lweZimbabwe?
Oqala esikufundileyo ukuthi-ke kusobala ukuthi-ke ama-dictator akwanisa ukukhithwa sisebenzisa-ke ukhetho. Kwesibili, njalo sifundile ukubana abatsha yibo kufanele ukuthi bebe-ke bethungamela uhlelo lokuthi-ke abantu bevota njalo. Okwesithathu, sifunde ukuthi abatsha kufanele ukuthi bengavota beme-ke kuma-polling station ukuze-ke bemeke sure ukuthi akula-ke kutshontshwa okwenzayo okwenketho.
Manje wena nxa ukhangele khona okokwenzakala eZambia, eZimbabwe kuyenzakala yini? Njengoba siya sibone abantu ikakhulu lina bebandla eliphikisayo likhala ngokuthi liyancindezelwa, lihluleka ukuthi litshengisele lokunye okunjalo.
Sifunde kakhulu kubana ke kwakula ndawo lapho kungancindezelwa khona, kuvala imigwaqo, ulunge vala ukuthi uyetshetshe imigwaqo abantu bebotshwa njengalokho esikwenzayo kwele Zimbabwe. Kodwa-ke kunjalo, abantu abanjengamasosha lamapolisa abalesikhathi ababafika khonta abantu beme labantu. So uqakathekileyo ukubana make sure ukuthi silabantu abaningi abame lathi ukuze ukhetho-ke olwabantu-ke lurecognize ngalabo-ke abangazama ukumisa uhlelo.
Hhayi, kulungile. Kodwa ungakakukhiphi lapho, ungasitshela ukuthi umongameli webandla likhangelela ukuthi uyabuya nini khona apha eZambia?
Sikhangelela ukuthi umongameli uyafika-ke manje. Okokuqala, sifuna ukuthi kuqale kubuye-ke abangaphansi kwakhe ukwenzela ukuthi into zeprotocol zikhanjiswe kuhle. Nxa sebesifikile besizatshela-ke umongameli njalo sesibonile ukuthi isimo hhayi sihle kakhulu ukuthi umongameli ekwanise ukuhamba njengoba eseduze engangena-ke ngesikhathi esifitshane ukuthi-ke kusasa ngo-9 o'clock ebekhona kuprogram.
Marvelous.
Maybe before we take on Mr. Mabaza, we saw that some of the country leaders of, I think it's Malawi, are going to the inauguration with their presidents. What's your take, Mr. Sizin?
Thank you very much. It reflects for me as a Zimbabwean that elections in Zimbabwe, like unlike in any other parts of the world, have left the society divided than united, wherein we've been stuck in this binary, toxic political division, wherein there is lack of political tolerance within and amongst political parties, in particular the MDC and ZANU-PF. I think that it would have been impossible for Emmerson to drive or to fly in the same flight with President Advocate Nelson Chamisa, because he unleashed men and women in military fatigue to take over the headquarters. He unleashed the judiciary on the democratic alternative and gave a constitutional delinquent, Douglas Monzora, to be the leader of the MDC and cause havoc and chaos, rendering the Parliament of Zimbabwe incapable and incapacitated to perform its constitutional mandate, which is to make the law. You would agree with me that the Parliament in Zimbabwe is defunct thanks to ZANU-PF and Emmerson Mnangagwa. You know that it would have been impossible and difficult for Emmerson to be in the same flight with President Chamisa because he unleashed the military and quasi-security apparatus on the young people of the political party that he leads. He has used the courts to ban the MDC in Zimbabwe, and it has been impossible for MDC, a party that has been banned by Emmerson Mnangagwa, to have his leader being in the same flight with Emmerson. Also, it has been...
I think we have lost Mr. Siziba there. Dr. Mabaza, if you can give us your take on what Mr. Siziba of the MDC Alliance was saying over there.
Thank you. I think the problem people must understand is the opposition MDC Alliance is a great problem. They actually believe any failure of them, they want to apportion it on ZANU-PF. If it doesn't rain, they blame ZANU-PF. They have lost elections since 1980. Since when they reformed in 1998 up to now, they've lost elections. This has nothing to do with the president of Zimbabwe, Emmerson Mnangagwa, neither has something to do with ZANU-PF. The people of Zimbabwe speak every 5 years, and they've spoken, and they've put ZANU-PF as the ruling party, and it is ruling party until 2023. And in 2023, ZANU-PF is looking forward to win the elections again. The MDC is very popular in towns, and we know that. But as you have seen that in 2018 elections, some seats in towns were taken, were claimed back by ZANU-PF. It is not that we used threat, fear, or anything. It was free and fair elections. So in other words, for everybody to celebrate the neighbor's victory by insulting his own country and by blaming their own failure on their country, it's a shame. But furthermore, the fact that the other two presidents of Malawi and Botswana are coming together with their opposition leaders. I've explained this before. The opposition of Malawi and the opposition of Botswana were not invited officially by Zambia, but they were invited by their president. So there was no need for our president to invite Chamisa, because Chamisa was already invited by Zambia. So it is not our duty either, because if Chamisa is going, there has not been invited in his official capacity representing Zimbabwe. He is representing his party. So it is his party which must finance his trip. But if he was going for a national duty, the nation would have sponsored his trip. Then furthermore, the fact that the elections have been won in Zambia, I want you to look into two things and two aspects. Number one, Zambia is in its fourth stage of change of leadership. From Kaunda, we have had three presidents, and HH is going to be the fourth president after Kenneth Kaunda, probably the fifth, the fourth. And again, we look at Zambia. Lungu was not from the original Revolutionary Party of Kenneth Kaunda, the UNIP. Lungu had his own party. So the defeat of Lungu, who had only served one term and 1 year, does not mean that democracy has spread all over. Zimbabwe has always been democratic, and we have won democratically. There's nothing wrong in any other party to come to the people they want. Yes, what we learned from Zambia, Mav, is that if you choose opposition, it will be kicked out after one term, like what has happened in Zambia. Lungu was opposition. He was kicked out after one term.
But Mr. Dr. Mabaza, what's wrong with a government being kicked out after one term if they are not performing?
That exactly. You are kicked out if you are not performing. The fact that we are not kicked out after 8 terms is because we are performing. So Zambia has been performing. That's why we are still there. Yes, we might have problems here and there, like any other country. Zambia is not the only party which has stuck to power. The Democrats in America stayed in power for 20 years in the 18th century up to 1932. Here in England, the Conservatives stayed in power for 28 years before Labour took over. And again, 20 years when Margaret Thatcher took over until Tony Blair came. So any government, if it performs and if people love it, it can live longer, as long as it does what people love. So what you need to do is to understand that ZANU-PF knows how to win elections. So winning elections does not translate to becoming a dictator. We don't win because of dictatorship. We win because the people love us. They love the party. And we are doing the best for the country. Whatever Zambia does, it's in the best interest of the country. So, anybody to celebrate...
Can I hold you a bit there? We heard Mr. Tsiziba saying that the relationship between President Mnangagwa and Nelson Chamisa is not that rosy. But you said before that it's not that bad. So what is it? Do you think that if President Mnangagwa had been invited, was he also going to do like the Botswana president to invite Chamisa?
Yes, he would have. There would be nothing wrong with that. And I can tell you, Chris, it is the wishful thinking of those in the opposition party membership to believe that President Chamisa and Nelson Chamisa and President Mnangagwa, their relationship is not rosy. No, they are of two opposing parties. But as human beings, they talk to each other. Even Chamisa refers to President Mnangagwa as my brother. And Mnangagwa refers to Chamisa as my little brother. So there is, the relationship is not toxic, as this young man wants to believe. There are people who are young and very, very violent in their thinking, and they think that everything is violent. The ZANU-PF does not hurt a person on personal level. We fight a party on policy level. What I wanted to say, Chris, is that the changes in Zambia do not reflect a shift in policy. It's just the change of name. There is no shift in policy between the party of Lungu and the party of HH. They've got the same policies. Look at their campaign policies. The only reason why Lungu lost is two reasons. Number one, Lungu did not look after the youth during his power. And number two, Lungu had left the Chinese to run riots around the Zambians. And the people become angry with Lungu's way of ruling. But otherwise, there is no economic or political change which will be brought in by this party. So you will see as we go in, and we'll talk about this again a year from now, after 100, probably 100 days of human power, that there will be no change. So, but what we are saying is there is no war between Chamisa as a person and Mnangagwa as a person. He is not an animal. They talk on personal level. They address each other as brother and brother. So let us not create a problem where there's no problem.
Yeah, chimbobata inipapo tomboenda ku Zambia kwa muri Mr. Sibanda. Parishino, mungati mi kota mira say, just give us again an update as to you were talking about people are actually coming in, some cycling in, wangwaru kuchofa mabaskoro, wangwaru kufamba, kutivaende kunoona, eva HH vachigadzwa mangwana. Munoona sei zviri kuitika izvi? Takaona vachiti ivo inauguration kana kuti kugadzirwa kwavo kwavhurirwa munhu wese. Zvinoreva izvi?
Zvinoreva kuti wese akasununguka uye anokwanisa kuenda kuHeroes Stadium anogona kuenda mangwana. But of course, we are aware kuti kune makatsi angachipiwa vanhu, meaning kuchava kune vanhu kune type 2 dzevanhu. Vamwe vachaenda nema VIP invitation cards, then veruzhinji vachangoenda, then I think as long as number ichange chingo vatendera vachabvumidzwa kuti vapinde.
Kupanya iyi yedenda recovid-19 pane zvataurwa here kuti zvine zvakamira sei?
So far tangonzwa kuti vanhu kwavanenge vachienda ku stadium vachange vachiita at least kuobserva social distancing munhu wese achange achitarisirwa kuti ange akapfeka mask uyewo vanhu vanenge vasingatenderwi kuti vangobatana-batana nokuita zvimwe zvingavaexposa mucovid.
Ya batai makadaro tomboenda kuna David Siampondo veMBC Alliance tokuchingamidzai pachirongwa vaSiampondo.
Thank you very much. Ndinotenda marvelous.
Tiri kuona pari zvino muZambia umo mangwana muchange muine mabiko uyezve mutungamiri webato renyu reMBC Alliance vaNelson Chamisa pamwezve nemutungamiri wenyika yeZimbabwe vaEmerson Mnangagwa vese vakadaidzwa kumabiko aya. Imi zvinorevei kwamuri sevanhu vanova vebato rinopikisa? Tinonzwapo vamavaza vanga vari kutaura ivo kuti ukama wava munangagwa navachamisa hauna kuipa sezvinotaurwa nevamwe.
Ndingada kutenderana navo vamavaza. Ndoda kuti pokanei navo zvekare zvishoma pakuti waongo ukama hwekuti tiri venyika imwe tiri maZimbabweans ihwo hauna kushanduka. Ukama huchakasimba, ukama hwavari kuchengetedza chinova chinhu chinokurudzirwa. Asi ukama maringe nezvekufambiswa kwakanaka kwenyika ipapa apo ndo pasina. So ndo chinenge chiri chishuo chedu kuti ukama huripo kuti kuonana kwavanenge vachiita sezvizvarwa zveZimbabwe hunge hunodaukirawo zvekare huchienda kuukama kana tapinda munyaya dzematongerwo enyika. Nekuti hazvina zvazvinoreva kuti tinge chiti tinowirirana pakunzwanana kuti tese tiri maZimbabweans, asi kana toti nyika ngaifambiswe zvakadai mumwe yatova mhando. Ndodzoka panhau yekuZambia, zviri kuitika kuZambia. Mucherechedzo wakanaka watiri kuwana nechidzidzo chatiri kudzidza kubva kuZambia, muchaona kuti savanhu inenge iri tsika yakanaka kuti muvakidzani wedu kana shamwari yedu painenge yaita chinhu chakanaka tinge tichiwanika tichiikorokotedza uye tichikutana nayo tichinonopembera pamwe chete. So takatarisa kuZambia tiri kuona kuti kuri kuzvarwa yatingati muitiro wepolitics munyowani wekuti hatisisina vaya vatinoti machindarume vanozviti ndivo voga vanokwanisa kutonga, asi taakuona kubarwa kutsva kwemainstitutions kuti mainstitutions of authority of governance vakaita samapurisa, masoja, matare dzimhosva nezvimwewo zvinovandudza kutongwa kwenyika, kana zvakazvimirira zvichikwanisa kuzviitira madecisions azvo chinenge chiri chinhu chakanaka. Ndo zvatiri kuona, ndo zvatinononyanya kucerebhuretera kuZambia kuti aiwa makaita chinhu chakanaka, makaita makundano enyu mukaenda pamberi pavanhu mukavapa mukana, vanhu vakasarudza wavanoda, mainstitutions enyu akazvitendera izvozvo, neuyewo futi akakundwa ndobva abvumawo zveshuwa kuti aiwa sarudzo idzi ndaita sei, ndakundikana, ndichatryawo next time zvekare. Chinova chinhu chakanaka ende ndo zvinotifadza izvozvo.
Chris.
Yes, marvelous. Let me get back to Mr. Busumuzi Smanda. Mr. Smanda, ukhulumile lapho kubana wonke umuntu khanya unqusiwe. Kodwa-ke ungasitshela ukuthi indaba ye-COVID-19 bayibona njani khona?
Ya, so ya indaba ye-COVID ya ilokhu iqhubeka ithwalisa abantu nzima. Kodwa-ke kusasa kuthiwe ngakuza usayenza umkhosi wokugcotshwa kukamnumzana iChilema. So kuza kuba kula bantu abanye bavele banqusiwe baphiwe izincwadi kumbe amakhadi ukuthi bangene njengabantu abaqakathekileyo kumbe abahloniphekayo. Kube sokusiba khona njalo abanye uZulu nje uzahamba wonke oyenelisileyo ukuyafika e-stadium uyabe khululekile ukuthi angene. Kodwa nxa kusona i-stadium nxa kungela COVID sithwala abantu abangu-60,000. Kodwa kathesi ngenxa yokuthi kule COVID ukuthi ukhangelele ukuthi inumber izawehla kancane, ngoba kuyaba kumele abantu nxa behlezi laphana e-stadium bangani behlale bengani bachiyene nge-1 meter 1 meter. Njalo kukhuthazwe ukuthi wonke umuntu oza kuya e-stadium kusasa kumele ahambe egqoke imaski, kungabi lo muntu okhonge ukuya mebhebhu phelethanjelo into okungacaciyo. Wonke umuntu kumele abe le maski. Njalo bakhuthaza ukuthi bathwale ama-hand sanitizer. Njalo sizwe ukuthi khona e-stadium kufakwe indawo ezimbalwa ezokuthi abantu bageze izandla besebenzisa amanzi alesepa. So mbona yiyo nje imizamo esizwa kuthwana iyenziwe, amfikanga khona kodwa sizwa kuthiwa yikho kulungisiwe.
Manje nxa besithi wonke umuntu unqusiwe kutho ukuthi wonke umuntu uyenelisa yini ukufika kumbe uyaqala ubhalise ibizo lakho?
Ya, khona kunzima ngoba i-stadium leso njengoba ngitshilo nje ukuthi inkundla ye-Heroes Stadium nxa kungela COVID ithwala abantu abafika 60,000. Kodwa kathesi ngenxa yokuthi kule COVID kutho ukuthi abantu kumele bahlale bengani bachiyene, okusho ukuthi ayingeke ithwala abantu abangadluli even 30,000. Kodwa-ke ngoba kuqale kwaphuma umbiko othi hayi wonke umuntu ukhululekile ukuya khona enkundleni e-Hero Stadium, wasokutshintshwa kwathiwa hayi sokuzangenwa ngamakhadi. Wabe sekuya umnumzana Hichilema, umongameli osanda kukhethwa, wathi ngitsho yena akatshintshanga lutho, wonke umuntu okhululekileyo ikabuye enkundleni azophatheka emkhosini wokugcotshwa kwakhe. So asikwazi, sizabona ukuthi kusasa kuzahamba njani, kodwa ngizungani bona nje abebandla lakhe lamanye nje amaqembu aphathekileyo ekulungiseleleni lokho, bona sebeyenza imizamo yokuthi bakhethe abantu abalutshwane abazahamba, babedinga nje abantu abasuke endaweni ezijiyeneyo zelizwe, babekhetha kube kulamabhasi esizwa kuthiwana amanye asendleleni amanye asefikile. Kodwa-ke kutho ukuthi babekhuthaza abantu ukuthi indawo ngendawo, isigaba ngesigaba, uhambe nje abalutshwane abakhethiweyo, ukwenzela ukuthi uma befika lapho kungabi lokuxokozela okukhulu, ngoba i-stadium nxa sigcwele sibili kumele sithwale abantu abangu-60,000. Lokho kwenzakala nxa kungela-COVID. Kade singendaba ye-COVID kutho ukuthi akungeke kuvume ukuthi abantu even bafike 30,000. So sizabona ukuthi kuzahamba njani kusasa, kodwa bathembisile ukuthi konke okuzakwenzakala bazazama ukuthi baqinise ukuthi abantu bangaminyani, njalo abantu bangaphongwenza izinto ezingenzayo zigcine zimemethekise igciwane le-COVID.
Yena umnumzana Edgar Lungu obengumongameli unxusiwe yini, uzabe khona?
Yebo, no, unxusiwe. Hhayi, ukhona le la kuprogram sibili lalibizwa lakhe silibonile, ngoba angithi iprogram vele eyakusasa, uhlelo lwakusasa, okunye okuqakathekileyo okuzakwenzakala yikuthi yena umnumzana Lungu aqhubele umnumzana Hichilema izikhali zombuzo. Kukhona angikwazi ukuthi kuyinokinto okhokhana nje bathi ngama-instruments of power, sijale ukubona nje yokuqhubelana, kodwa sikaze sibe kwazi ukuthi kulani phakathi. So laye kukhangelela ukuthi kusasa uzabuya aqhubele umnumzana Hichilema, okutho ukuthi yikho kuyaba kuzatshengisa ukuthi nxa esemqhubele yena umnumzana Hichilema nguye osengumongameli, umnumzana Lungu kusukela kusasa bengaqhubelana, sithi ngowake waba ngumongameli.
Okay, thank you so much. Marvelous. I asked him there about whether Mr. Lungu, the former, I don't know whether to call him former, is yet
the outgoing. Yeah, interesting. I was also thinking about that because I saw on social media that he had posted a very nice post about his leaving on his Facebook page. So it would be interesting to see how it's works out tomorrow. But maybe let's go back to Dr. Magaza. I'm not sure how much time we have, Chris.
Minutes. We still have.
So, Dr. Magaza, murikunzwa zvikutaurwa izvo panyaya yezvikuitika muZambia pari zvino, vazhinji vakatarisa kuti ivo valungu vachazvifambisa sei mangwana apo vachange vari kutura masimba vachivapa kuna vaHichilema.
Chinhu chekupa kana kugovera masimba kune mumwe munhu kana kuturira masimba kune mumwe munhu zvagara zvinoitika. Valungu vanofanirwa kunge varipo, nekuti vaHichilema havasi kubvuta masimba, vari kuti aikupiwa mutambidzanwa. Saka vanenge vachitambidzwa tsvimbo yekutonga navaHichilema. Inyaya navalungu vanenge vachitambidza vaHichilema. Nyaya yekugadzwa kwemadzimambo inyaya nembiri yabvira kare ichingoitwa nyika dzakasiyana-siyana, kana kumachechi kana kupi. Vanenge vari kupinda mukati mekutonga vanopiwa simba nevanga varimo. Saka kuvapo kwavo kunoratidza yatingati kukura muvanhu kana maturity in politics dzedu dzemuAfrica. Kuti kana pane vanenge vakurirwa vanokwanisa kupa masimba vasina kurwisana, vasina kurambidzana, vasina kumhanyidzana kuenda kumatare edzimhosva, vachingobvumirana kuti taita sei, takundwa kana kuti takunda. Saka valungu tinofanira kuvapa ruremekedzo rukuru rwekubvuma kuti maelekedzo afamba mafambiro aaita, nekubvuma kuti ndinenge ndiripo ndichizotura matomo emasimba kugosa maoko ehurumende ichatanga kubva mangwana zvichikwira. Saka chinhu chakanaka, chinhu chinotarisika, uyezve chinoyemurwa nekukudzwa mabatsiro avalungu.
Dr. Magaza, maybe before I let you go, what's your take on the handover process of power in Zambia? that Mr. Lungu tomorrow will actually hand over power to Mr. Hichilema in front of the whole world. What does that say for democracy, especially for Southern Africa?
Okay, it actually shows a number of things. You should realize that when Dr. Kenneth Kaunda was defeated in elections, he handed over power, just the way to Chiluba, just the way Lungu will do tomorrow. So is President Banda, and so is President Manawasa. So except Manawasa had died earlier on, but before that, the other two presidents, they handed over power. So it's not the first time that this happens. The only excitement which Zambians have about this man coming into power is, you should realize, HH had tried five times, which means you have to multiply that by four. That's about 20 years trying to be president. So the excitement is very high because they tried so hard to be where he is, number one. And number two, the event happening tomorrow, it's not very good for Zambians. They're used to it. But they've just hated their former president, Lungu, to an extent that they are so excited to see him go. So that's why there's such an excitement. But otherwise, the event itself, there is nothing new in Zambia because that has happened before, and that there was never a problem in handing over power to whoever is won through the lawful elections.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. There we're hearing from Dr. Masimba Mabaza, Vaktora Nesu, Variku, Britain, Paris, you know. Chris, I think you're muted.
Yes, sorry. Let's bring back Mr. Siampondo. Mr. Siampondo, you heard what Mr. Mavaza is saying regarding the handover of power. I'm not sure if President, the late former President Robert Mugabe was officially invited or what happened. Maybe you could refresh our memories and tell us what you think about the whole thing.
Thank you very much. The former president, he was violently ousted, as we all know, and he was kicked out following a military coup. And he didn't get the chance to be invited. And so this, as I said, it's a dawn of a new politics, a new era in sub-Saharan Africa. And this is a lesson to everyone, whether we like it or not, but this is a good gesture. This is an event that everyone can learn. We are yet to witness that in our country. 2008, Morgan Tsvangirai won the elections. And we know what happened. We know the deaths that followed. And 2017, we witnessed a coup. So that means the transfer of power in Zimbabwe, we are still miles away in getting ourselves sorted in that lane. And the lessons that we are going to draw from Zambia, These are good lessons for everyone. Let it be a culture, even within sub-Saharan Africa, that whoever wins, as Dr. Mavaza correctly put it, let there not be contestations, especially in terms of handing over power. So if someone genuinely won the election, hand over power, then you prepare yourself again, no matter how long it is going to take you to get back to power again. Just work on your policies and the promises that you give to the people. Then I think that one could set us on a very good trajectory as a region and as a continent as well.
Thank you so much. Dr. Mavaza, what's your response? I saw you shaking your head there.
Yes, Mr. Siampondo, I forgot to say there was no violent coup in Zimbabwe. It was simply an intervention by the military, which is not called a coup. Number two, the former president, Comrade Robert Mugabe, was invited. And if you remember, he then sent his daughter, Bona, to attend. And in his letter, he actually said, "I wish you well. I am not feeling well, and my wife is not well. That's why I could not come." So that is what is an official message which came on the inauguration. So the president, the former president Mugabe, was invited, and unfortunately he wasn't feeling well by then. Yes, he might have harbored his own bitterness. Yes, what had happened was not fair on him, and we do appreciate that. But the fact is, he was invited, and he sent his daughter for the inauguration. So yes, there is nothing completely new in the ending of power in sub-Saharan Africa, as Mr. Siyabonde would say. And furthermore, we should realize that in South Africa, there are so many presidents ending over power to other presidents. So from Mandela to Ramaphosa, we can count three presidents in that period. So in other words, this is possible. It will happen again tomorrow in Zambia. It has happened before in Zambia. Chiluba was given power by his bitter rival, Kenneth Kaunda, and we appreciated that. In Malawi, the current president was given over power peacefully without a problem. And before then, Kamuzu Banda handed over power before he left Malawi. So it was not like it's the first thing happening. It's not like it's a miracle from heaven. We've seen this. The only reason this is not happening in Zimbabwe is because Zimbabweans are content with ZANU-PF. They are content with the government of ZANU-PF. And they are voting ZANU-PF every turn of the election. And therefore, we look up to this, and we are hoping and praying that in 2023, they vote resoundingly again for ZANU-PF, so that we don't have to waste much time in handing over power. We just hand over power to ourselves, because the power is given to us by the people.
Thank you so much. I see Mr. Siyabonde is very eager to answer, to respond. But let me get back to Mr. Sibanda for him to wrap up so that we let him go, because we are almost approaching the end of the show. So, Mr. Sibanda, can you just give us your final word on the organization of this inauguration? We know in Zimbabwe we have stopped gatherings, public gatherings. What can we draw from the preparations? What lesson can we draw from there?
Thank you so much, Chris. Yeah, so, I think in general, even in Zambia at the moment, there are actually measures that are in place preventing public gatherings. But I think for the inauguration, they have had to reach a compromise just to maybe say this is an exceptional situation. So we are also keen and looking forward to seeing how the outgoing and incoming administration will work closely together to ensure that the COVID-19 protocols are not breached tomorrow as people are celebrating the inauguration of Mr. Hichilema. But of course, we have had messages from different leaders encouraging people who intend to attend the inauguration tomorrow to follow all the measures that have been put in place, so that when they are at the venue, there has to be social distancing, there has to be no reckless hugging, shaking of hands, and other such things. So we just look forward to the event taking place, and we hope that everything is going to be done to ensure that it does not become a super spreader of the COVID-19.
Thank you so much, Mr. Vusumuzi Sifile Sibanda. Thank you for joining us. Let's meet again soon.
Thanks a lot, Brad.
Thank you. Yes, that was, of course, Mr. Vusumuzi Sifile Sibanda. Yes, he's now, we have let him free because we are now running out of time. Marvelous. I see we had Mr. Siyabonde shaking his head while Mr. Mavuza was talking. So maybe he's still itching to go for his turn.
Yes, maybe if you can just give us your view on what Dr. Mavuza said before we wrap up.
Yeah, Dr. Mavuza is mixing truth and falsehoods in as far as the transmission and handing off of power is concerned in sub-Saharan Africa. It's still a problem. Yes, we are having Zambia doing it well, but if you look at Malawi on, it needed the strong institutions of Malawi to say, hey, no, this we can't. But look at what SADC had done. They had already validated the results of a shameful election that happened in Malawi. Only for their institutions to come in and invalidate them and say, you know what, this is nonsense. You go back and hold the elections again. And talking of South Africa, so he should also know that the change of power within South Africa was not interpart. It was intrapart. So there's a difference when we are talking of a change of power between different parties and within the party. So I think that's where I need to kindly point out to him. He might have an oversight of that. But I agree with him on the note that we are making baby steps. That's fine. And let's also grow on that. Let's cultivate on that. And the aspect of Zimbabweans voting ZANU-PF, well, that can be a topic for another day. But we have seen, we have noted, and we all know that Zimbabweans have spoken quite openly about their desires on who they want to be led by. If you look, I gave you an example for 2008. We had to go to a runoff, and which came out to be very violent and very bloody. So all that was because there were people who were not prepared at that particular and material time to hand over power. But
thank you.
It's a process. We are learning. Zambia is giving us some lessons. Let's grab them. Let's learn. Let's move ahead. Just as he said in the beginning of his discussion, Emmerson Mnangagwa and Nelson Chamisa, they don't see themselves as enemies. So it's easier for us as Zimbabweans to be led by anyone else as long as we had given our voice that we want this person. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. You have yourself a good day. Yes, Dr. Mavaza, your closing remarks?
Thank you so much. Yes, we need to understand that, yes, in terms of politics, there is no personal hatred between political leaders. What simply comes to clash or contradiction is political values and political policies. However, Zimbabwe has never had a chance to hand over power because its people are content with where the power is at the moment. That's what I've been saying, and that's what I will continue saying. So I would say the other countries must learn from ZANU-PF how to keep on winning, how to win elections. ZANU-PF has won elections several times, and want to thank the people of Zimbabwe for that. And I would want to say in conclusion, while we look up to Zambia and say thank you, Zambians, and thank you, President Lungu, for accepting defeat, and would want the opposition, MDC, Chamisa, to learn a lesson that when he loses, he must not rush to make noise. He must accept defeat and back off and campaign again instead of just going making noise and soiling the good name of the country and the wonderful name of the party, ZANU-PF. In conclusion, yes, tomorrow we are going to see the history where opposition party leaders and their presidents together welcoming a new government in our southern part of Africa.
Thank you so much, Dr. Mabaza. Marvelous, we have come to the end of the show. Unfortunately, we will continue the discussion some other time. Yes, we had there Mr. David Siampondo of the MDC Alliance, and we also had Dr. Mavaza of ZANU-PF. We also had Mr. Vusumuzi Sifile Simanda, he's a journalist, and also Mr. Ostalos Gift Siziva of the MDC. Thank you so much. Until we meet again, thank you. Marvelous.
I'm Marvelous Mfanganya. We did say thank you to all those that managed to join us, our guests, and also our followers. Please remember to share and to like and to continue commenting. Let's meet again tomorrow on Let's Talk. That's Kurukurei. I'm Marvelous Mfanganya here in Washington.
Good night, Zimbabwe.